Peter, Sepp's son, was probably my best friend.
So did you spend time at their home, or
a lot, yeah.
And so what do you remember about Sepp then? Any particular memories that come to mind? Did sum him up as a person?
I had a tremendous amount of respect for him because he was aloof in not a negative way. It's just that, like, he was kind of, wow, that's Sepp. And he was running the Mount Mansfield Company, which was the biggest thing around. Quite strict.
Who were customers, by the way, of Sweetenbert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Mount Mansfield Company?
Yes.
Was that, had they been customers before?
Sure.
George took over the company?
Undoubtedly.
Yeah, because of Wayne.
We, in fact, kind of aside, Dad bought a four-wheel drive Dodge chassis with a 1,300-gallon tank on it so that we could drive up the toll road to fill the
Cliff House
or whatever was up there in 1950. And that those little sort of things help cement the relationship. I guarantee you we had to be competitive in our bidding. But on top of that, we had relationships. And
who were your competitors?
Bourne's, Baker, out of Morrisville. Nobody could afford to have a Stowe office. But Bourne's, Baker, and in Waterbury there was Eagle Oil, and there were plenty of people to keep us honest.